Ranger here in Eunice. And this program, the only one of its kind, is brought to you by Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Eunice, the Louisiana Office of Tourism, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, the John Guillory Allstate Insurance Company of Eunice, Louisiana, and the Cajun French Music Association. Entertaining you tonight will be the Yuval Fusilier Cajun Trio and the Midnight Ramblers. Your host, a very lovely lady, heavily involved in some aspects of the Cajun culture, French emergent teacher, Miss Valerie Broussard Boston Soul. Let's give a warm welcome to the Yuval Fusilier Cajun Trio.
Mes amis, bienvenue, comme Madame Claudia a dit, au Théâtre Liberté à Eunice, the one and only Eunice, Louisiana. Thanks for joining us here tonight, and thank you, boys, for starting us off right with a nice little two-step. That was the Amadei two-step. Thanks for the dancers as well. I'm glad to see that on the first song, y'all aren't scared. You come up and dance and dance and dance and dance and dance. So, j'aimerais voir ça pour tout le reste de la soirée aussi, so n'hésitez pas. So, la prochaine chanson qu'on va écouter, c'est l'hymne national de Louisiane. So, the next song we're going to hear is pretty much like the Louisiana National Anthem, Jolie Blonde. Je connais pour moi l'affaire qui va être dure à soir, c'est d'être ici et pas être capable de danser. So,
vous pouvez danser avec vous-même?
Ben oui, et puis je connais du monde, en plus je connais du monde que je peux danser avec qui ne va pas faire fâcher mon mari. So, welcome everybody once again. Now we're going to talk a little bit with the band. We got a waltz from them, we got a two-step from them. Now let's see who we're dancing to. So, introduce yourselves please, Monsieur Fuselier.
All right, moi je suis Monsieur Zachary Fuselier. Il y a un tas de vous autres ici qui me connaissent. Je vous vois tout le temps. J'ai 16 ans. Je vais à Lafayette High School, à Lafayette. Et il y a 3 ans, j'ai appris à jouer le violon. So.
Je m'appelle Luc Uval. J'ai 14 ans. J'habite au Scott. Et je vais aller à Lafayette High la prochaine année. Donc, oui.
Moi, je m'appelle Monsieur Philippe Uva, je joue la guitare, j'habite au Scott, c'est mon frère ici, Luc. J'ai gradué de Lafayette High l'année passée. Et commencé dans l'automne, je vais aller à UL Lafayette.
I don't know about y'all, but that warms my ticker to listen to them, these young men, these handsome, talented young men qui parlent français. Ça me rend fier, beaucoup fier.
Eh bien, merci. C'est un plaisir de parler français aussi.
So, and speaking of French, Zach, particularly, je veux parler avec toi parce que moi et toi, on travaille ensemble. So, Zach and I, it's not the first time I've met any of these young men, and I'm happy to share the stage with them. But Zach and I work together. We are both helping start this organization. It's called La Fédération des Jeunes Francophones de la Louisiane. And our goal is to what, Zach? What are we trying to do?
Well, basically what we're doing is trying to get the youth that speaks French in Louisiana to get together and organize things to do in French, like what is done up in Canada, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia. We base a lot of it off of the New Brunswick model, which is just to get together and do things in French for the youth.
Outside of the classroom. So, moi je vais me taire, on va écouter encore de la musique, but moi je suis beaucoup fier de vous autres pour continuer le français. Ça fait, on va écouter une chanson qui s'appelle Les Flammes d'Enfer, The Flames of Hell. Merci bien. Et Esther, j'ai une petite question pour les Hugh Vall. À cause que je connais, puis beaucoup de monde ici connaissent que vous êtes grandi, so y'all grew up in a very, very musical family. how do you think, do you think that there was even a choice in your brain when you were growing up that you knew you were going to be a musician?
Well, I'm not too sure. Like, there was a choice. My parents were kind of laid back on forcing me to play music. They wanted me to kind of just pick it up if I wanted to. And I guess at one point, you know, seeing my dad always come over here and do his country shows, at one point I just kind of wanted to do it too. Picked up the guitar and then started going to singing lessons. And I got myself better at singing, started playing with him a little bit here. And then about 2 years ago, I got an offer to play at Festival International with Cameron. And so that kind of started me off with the whole Cajun thing. And after that, I fell in love with the type of music, and that's what I do now. So, yeah.
One of the first times... One of the first times I remember meeting you, I have the privilege of having a brother who is his parent. You were actually standing on my aunt's fireplace singing, was it Rocky Mountain? What's the one you used to sing when you were little?
Oh, that one.
Yep. Uh-huh. Rocky Top.
Rocky Top.
Rocky Top. Mm-hmm. The cutest little thing I had ever seen in my life. Et à starter les sursaines devant vous autres. So I'm also very impressed at your ease on stage. It seems like you've been doing this for years. Well, you have.
Just kind of developed as a habit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Et Zach, qu'est-ce que tu voulais dire, toi?
Il y avait des petites filles qui lui guettaient quand il chantait chez vous autres.
Ben, ma petite cousine, elle n'était pas assez âgée pour lui, là. Bonne question, though. Et sur toi, Zach, est-ce que toi, tu as grandi dans une famille de musique aussi?
Pas vraiment. Mon père écoutait la musique tout le temps, et c'est ça. Moi, j'aime aussi, so. C'était tout ça que j'aimais. Il n'y avait pas rien d'autre que j'aimais, ça.
So, did you ask for lessons, or how did it evolve if you didn't have the access like the Huvals did?
My dad had started taking lessons, fiddle lessons with Mitch Reed, and he got me a little half-size fiddle, and I'd sat in with him, and then it got to a point where he said that I was learning more than him, so he just gave up and let me take it.
Et c'est souvent que les jeunes apprennent plus vite que les adultes, là. Les grands, c'est pas trop vite des fois. So, I guess I'll shut up again and we can listen to some more music because we've got about 10, 15 more minutes with these three. So, take advantage, les danseurs. Moi, je vous apprécie beaucoup. Ça fait, on va écouter Astrid, Cher Bébé Créole.
Thank you.
Merci bien. Encore une fois, Cher Bébé Créole, which was written by Dennis McGee, and we have Mr. Manuel in the audience, who used to get his hair cut by Dennis McGee. So thank you, Mr. Manuel, for sharing that little story. I appreciate it. There he is, waving his chapeau. Merci, Monsieur Manuel. Esther, ben, moi, on va profiter de la musique parce qu'il y a juste comme 7 minutes qui restent, so on va pas parler beaucoup, mais on a le Eunice two-step. So vous autres qui vont danser un fast, voilà, un two-step pour vous autres. C'était dédié pour rendre hommage, so that's to dedicate it and to give a little shout out to where we are in Eunice. That was the Eunice two-step. Direct à Sturd, on a le temps pour un et puis un autre après. So on a en bas du chêne vert. So vas-y, on va valser.
C'était au bas du chêne vert, au bas du marais, où on va pour s'amuser, où on va cotiser. À ciel il est parti, je vais jamais ouvrir la loi, pas jamais d'oublier. arrive d'arriver. Il y a de la glace sur la terre. Il y a des chandelles de glace dessus sur les feuilles. Va jamais d'oublier les vents qu'on
danseurs, c'est bien beau. Thank y'all, dancers. It's nice and pretty. So, last song, y'all. We gotta make it count. So, we're gonna get a little rowdy up in here. We're gonna get the boys to play the Bosco stomp for us in a second. So, first, before y'all start, I just like to say thank y'all, thank y'all, thank you. Merci de tout mon cœur pour tout ce que vous faites là.
And thank you for being here tonight.
Oh, ben c'est un plaisir. C'est un honneur d'être ici avec vous autres au Théâtre Liberté pour le rendez-vous des Cajuns à soir ici à Eunice. So moi, je vais vous laisser jouer vos dernières chansons pour la soirée. C'est le Bosco Stomp.
Y'all like that? Y'all gotta love this.
Merci vous autres. C'est le Huval Fuselier Trio Cajun Band. Merci beaucoup pour ça que vous faites et je suis beaucoup contente d'entendre que vous autres continuez le français ici en Louisiane. So I'm very, very happy. I'll say it one more time in English. I'm very, very happy and proud of these three young men who are continuing the tradition of speaking French in Louisiana. I thank you very much for doing that. Et merci beaucoup d'avoir commencé d'avoir réchauffé la scène, parce que tout de suite, on a les Midnight Rambers qui vont prendre la scène. So on va vite changer le setup. So we'll change up a little, real quickly. While we're doing that, don't think I forgot about y'all, audience. I didn't want to waste their 30 minutes with me talking. So now I get a chance to get to know you a little bit. Is there anyone in here not from Louisiana? Scream, raise your hand, let me know you're not from here. Where are you from, sir? California. Anybody can anybody beat California? Anybody further from California? Yes, ma'am. Washington, D.C. ou là-bas? Ah, okay. I don't know if she got the joke. Un autre main? Yes, ma'am. Oh, ça c'est mon nom de famille. That's my last name. Anybody else? Let me see. I do see some more hands. Yes, on this side. Connecticut. Lots of New Englanders up here tonight. Est-ce qu'il y a du monde qui vient pas de la Louisiane qui est francophone aussi? Oh, here. France. Ah, oh, mais c'est vous autres qui a gagné. Il y en a trois en haut qui viennent de la France. D'où en France? OK. Vous trois, tous les trois? Paris. Moi, j'ai vécu un an à Paris aussi, mais ça fait longtemps. Ça fait déjà comme 12 ans que j'étais là. So, merci d'être ici avec nous autres. Vous êtes en vacances ou pourquoi vous êtes ici? Étudiant des chances, vous étudiez à l'université ici à Lafayette ou à... Ben, très bien. C'est quoi que vous étudiez? OK. Est-ce que je vous ai rencontré au Blue Moon il y a comme 2 mois? OK. So, we got some French people from France here. Anybody else? Where are y'all from? No, no more hands? It's hard to see with these lights. Ah, oh, ça c'est loin, là. Lake Charles, mais vous êtes in for a treat parce que les Midnight Ramblers, ils viennent d'alentour de Lake Charles. So, vous êtes ici pour une bonne raison, là. So, I have a couple of announcements while they're setting up. I got lots of fun things that are going on in the area during the summer. We have the Cajun French Music Association who will be offering free, both for youth and adult, free lessons on accordion, fiddle, guitar, and dance here or at the Prairie Acadian Cultural Center in Eunice. That'll be every Tuesday and Thursday night starting June 4th, which is this Tuesday, from 7 to 8 p.m. The registrations will start at 6:30, and then right after that at 7, the lessons will continue. So if anybody has any questions, you can call. They have a number. The number here is 457-8499. Oui, Monsieur Manuel, t'as une annonce? Oh,
bonjour. Il y avait un petit garçon comme moi, quand il a commencé l'école, il ne connaissait pas un mot en anglais. Maître d'école voulait montrer comment compter en anglais. Maître d'école dit « C'est one, c'est tout et c'est bon ».
Et il a quitté, hein? So, le schedule pour le mois de juin. Aujourd'hui, c'est le Hugo Fugelet Trio que vous autres venez d'écouter. Et comme j'ai dit, c'est le Midnight Ramblers qui prend la scène à Stern. La semaine prochaine, on a Johnny Saunier et Cajun Heritage. Le 22 June 22nd, on a Louisiana Road Trip Band et Troy Lejeune et la Cajun Review. Et le 29 de juin, le dernier samedi du mois, on a Vorons Borzas et l'original Mamou Playboys avec Monsieur Steve Riley. So, manquez pas ça. Oh, j'ai manqué le 15 de juin. Le 15 de juin, on a the Delta Drifters with Jake LeBon at Louisiana Blues. It's some blues bands for y'all. And then after that, we're going to have Wallace Tronhall with Rice and Gravy. Ça donne envie de manger. Rice and Gravy. On parle de Rice and Gravy si moi, j'ai pas mangé encore. Hey, it's just down the road at Lakeview Park and Beach. In June, let's see, today they have Brenda C. and the Cajun Jammers tonight. On the 8th, they're not quite sure yet, that's to be announced. On the 15th, La Récolte, un band qui vient en bas de Bayou. The 22nd, we got Jason Fry and Lanyap. The 29th, ils sont pas encore sûrs, so ça, that'll be announced also. On July 6th, the Justin Adams Band. So, Je crois que c'est toutes les annonces que je suis obligée de vous dire. Alors, je vais checker les papiers encore une fois. Nope, Eunice Players Theater. So, si vous autres aimez les pièces de théâtre, if y'all like to go see plays, the 15th, 18th, 19th, 22nd, 25th, 28th, and 29th. So, vous autres a plein de chance. Y'all have plenty of time, plenty of chances to come see. They will have a play called Always Patsy Cline, which will be starring Angie Benoit McBride and Cindy Vaillant Mataille, which was written, directed by Todd Swinley, and based on a true story because, as we all know, Patsy Cline was a very famous lady who sang really beautifully. The curtain call will be at 7 p.m., so any of those dates that I just read, if you were interested, come on ahead. The looks like ticket information will be at a number 546-0163. So if you have any questions, please feel free. The musical is not part of the season ticket, so if you do have season tickets to the theater, this unfortunately will not count in your ticket. So you'll have to buy another one for that. So, merci pour ça. On a encore un papier, which is Camp Evangeline. What is it? It's a camp for kids ages 4 through 7th. That's going to take place June 17th through the 21st from 9 a.m. to noon. So, si vous autres avez des enfants à la maison et vous ne connaissez pas quoi faire avec, envoie ça à Camp Evangeline. So the age groups will be 4th and 5th graders, which are 2nd to pre-K and kindergarten. We also have a second group for 6 and 7-year-olds, which are 1st and 2nd graders. And it says here that children will play, sing, exercise, color, count en français, and present a little showcase for the parents and friends at the end of each week. So this will be, once again, a French camp. La registration... Si tu le fais avant, bah, c'est déjà dépassé. Avant le 10 mai, malheureusement, c'est déjà dépassé. C'est 100$ par enfant, but à Stir, ça va être 125$ par enfant pour la semaine. So it'll be $125 for the week for each child if you were interested in sending your child to these French camps. So je crois qu'on est paré pour la bonne musique à Stir, mes amis. Est-ce que vous êtes paré encore pour danser? Oh, I'm not convinced. Y'all ready to dance? All right, mais moi j'ai le plaisir de vous présenter les Midnight Ramblers. Ils vont commencer.
Good time, let me say. Thank you.
beaucoup tout le monde. Je crois qu'on a des ajustements à faire. So moi je vais continuer à parler. I think we got some arrangements and some adjustments to do. So I'll talk a little bit. So tell me a little bit about who you are in the cutest little frottoir player I've ever seen in my life. For those of you who are listening to us on the radio, y'all are really missing out. You should pay your $5 and come to the Liberty on Saturdays, because what I see in front of me is just adorable. Bonjour, Madame Abigail. How you doing, baby? Good. How old are you? Come see. Come talk in my microphone. Come see. Come see. How old are you, baby?
Five.
Elle a cinq ans. How long you been playing frottoir all your life, my baby? She's shaking her head, yes. Since she was about two. So let me guess, do you have a daddy or an uncle or a papa in this band?
A daddy and a papa.
Oh, somebody's a lucky little lady. You have fun playing with them?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Oh, she's so cute. Et tu parles français a little bit?
No.
Well, she got time. Elle a du temps. C'est à vous autres de l'apprendre, hein? That's up to y'all to teach her. So, thank you, Miss Abigail. I very much appreciate you playing. All right, now you big adults, let me know who you are.
I'm Ron Miller. I'm the original manager, owner, whatever you want to call it. I organized the Midnight Ramblers in 1971. Wow. This group here was reorganized in 1988 with my son, playing the drums and me on the bass. I always played drums. And we've been together ever since.
Mm-hmm. I'm Ricky Menard from Lake Charles on the accordion.
I'm Francis Andropont from Sulphur. You can see I'm playing the fiddle.
Yeah, he's actually the youngest one up here.
And I'm Damon Miller from Ragley, Louisiana. And, of course, I play the drums. And the little one playing the scrubboard is my little girl.
Pass it on the percussion.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was the Hicks Wagon Wheel that they just played for us. A third on va écouter Saturday night, the Heritage Waltz. La Valse de l'Héritage.
A little something wrote by my uncle, Phil Menard. A little something called the Valse de l'Héritage, Heritage Waltz.
1, 2. La musique de ma vie, petite belle, d'accord pour moi, j'ai essayé de vous rester. J'étais gardien quand j'étais né, j'ai gardien quand je dois mourir. Thank you.
battle. Life strong and burning. God's beauty.
C'était la valse d'héritage. So, what does it feel like to play a family song?
Feels good.
Yeah? Oh, no, no worries. I know you need your water.
Feels good.
How long ago was it that he wrote that? I mean, I've heard it all my life.
I think Phil wrote that back in the early 80s.
Yeah, that would be all my life.
Yeah.
That would be all my life.
Yeah, he wrote a bunch of them.
81, that was me.
81,
moi je suis vieille là. So tell me a little bit about your musical journeys and careers. Obviously, you've been playing for a while, all of you. Y'all are very toned and honed musicians.
Well, thank you very much.
So when did y'all start?
Mr. Francis has been playing the longest. I'll let him start here.
I thought you were the youngest, Mr. Francis.
But he's the youngest, but he's been playing the longest.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
That doesn't compute.
I got you. T'es jeune d'esprit.
Well, I actually started about the age of these young boys I just got through playing, but I quit for about 20 years. I didn't play at all. And my wife didn't even know I played the fiddle when we got married, so that tells you something. Then I went back to playing again, and I played with a lot of different bands after I started again. But I got to give credit to Joe Bonsall. When you stay away from an instrument for 20 years, you lose what you don't use. And I played with him when I was about 18 years old. And I called him when I picked up the fiddle, and that's another story for another day. But anyway, and he said, yeah. He said, I don't remember why you quit, but I know you quit. And I said, well, I was just tired of it. I'm fed up with it. I've been playing since I'm 13 years old, and I just needed to break. I said, but I picked it back up again, and I need some help. He said, well, I'll tell you what you do. When you get your timing back, call me, and I'll tell you where we're playing, and you can come sit down and play a few later on in the night. And so I owe a lot to him for giving me the opportunity to get back to playing the fiddle again. So I give him all the credit.
Awesome. Well, I thank him, too, because I'm enjoying the treat right now. And 20 years, that's quite a break, my dear. You needed a break, but 20 years, I guess that satisfied you. So now you're going to play jusqu'à ta mort, tu mourir, huh?
You got it.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, you turn.
I got a similar story. Growing up as a kid, I learned to play the accordion. Four or five songs when I was 9, 10 years old. My dad was brother Phil Menard, and he played accordion. And I gave it up. I did other things. I was interested in sports. And probably about 10 years ago when I was 30, this man right here invited me to one of his jam sessions at his barn. I said, man, I can't play that accordion. I hadn't touched that thing in 20 years. He said, just come on out. You'll do fine. Well, here we go 10 years later. We play almost every weekend now.
Well, sad to say, Cajun music is my number one love. But
why that? Wait, hang on. Why are you sad to say
no,
that, Masha?
I'm talking about music. I'm not talking about my wife, baby. All my family were in Cajun music. I started Cajun music. I was 11 years old, beating on a garbage can lid, a box, whatever, playing the drums. And then I got it. I organized. I had a group called the Blue Notes, which was swamp pop with all the big groups. Then I had a group called the Psychos. Then I had a group called the Bales. Then I had a group called the Western Airs. Then in 71, I organized.
He couldn't keep
Midnight Ramblers.
Hopefully you kept your wife longer than them band, Sha.
Well, I quit playing. I quit playing for about 13 years to raise my kids. And then in 88, I started the Midnight Ramblers again, and now I quit again. It's just so, you can't raise a family and be a good musician.
I know. I have a husband who's a musician, too.
And
I understand.
7, 8 years ago, we started with this bunch at a jam session. And we're still going.
Well, mine's kind of similar, but mine was I started, but I never learned until about 10 years ago. We went to one of my dad's jam sessions, and my wife, who forced me, thank God she did, because I'm here today,
and so
I love
Abigail.
Her for it. Yep, and I got Abigail for it. So we were dating, and she forced me to. She's like, "Oh, just go up there and go play. Just go." So I went up there and I went and played, and I've been playing 10 years now.
He said, "Dad, I can't play no drums. I've never played drums, Dad." I said, "Son, you've been watching me play drums since you was born." He got up there that night. 2 months later, I hired him as my drummer. He was a natural.
I say, obviously, he picked it up fast enough because he replaced you real quick.
And then she came alone. He got married, and she came alone.
Daddy, watch out.
I know, huh?
She going to take your job, huh, Abigail? You can take your daddy's job?
She wants to learn the accordion.
You didn't see them eyes she gave me.
Uh-huh.
All right, on va se taire, on va écouter encore la musique, Saturday night special. Oh,
we're going to send this one out to a dear friend of ours. Our guitar player is not with us tonight, Mr. Jimmy Higginbotham. He's very sick. We hope he's better. He was supposed to be with us tonight. This is a little song his dad wrote, Mr. Daryl Higginbotham.
Thank you.
Mercy, encore une fois, that was the Saturday night special. Since we talked a lot last time, I'll spare you. We'll hear some more music. Voilà, tout de suite, à start, on a le Bayou Teche Waltz.
Put down